awesome. Yeah, except that song. God, I hate that song. Hi, kids. Some jobs are just better than others. Let's be honest about that. Can I tempt you with this job title, for example? Lego Certified Professional. It exists. I didn't make this up. In fact, it belongs to Ryan McNaught, a.k.a. the Brick Man. Talk about living the dream. Ryan joins us now. Ryan, how'd you get this gig?
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm well.
So, luck is the answer to the question. Many years ago, I was playing Lego with my kids, like any good dad does. And I was doing some work with Lego's robotics at the time. They have this amazing thing in schools where kids get to build robots and, you know, learn about math and stuff like that. And anyway, some guys from Lego saw what I was doing and gave me a little nudge and a wink and said, come in for a chat.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Did you know what the actual job was?
No idea at all. And like all good naive things that happen for a good reason, the best day of my life was I went into my boss and said, I'm quitting to go play with Lego bricks.
All right, you got to tell me, what exactly is your job? What do you actually have to do?
So I build all of the store displays, so all of the models that you find in big department stores everywhere.
Wow.
And I get to do all the awesome PR stunts, like build giant Christmas trees and all sorts of cool things like that.
This is like, you know how when you were a kid and you had to write down what you wanted to be when you grow up, and you look back on that and you go, wow, wasn't that funny and stupid? Yours actually happened.
Yeah, there's a bit of a downside, though. Every eight-year-old in Australia wants me dead so they can take my job. So I've got to watch my back.
Yeah, you've got to watch out for it, because they'll show no mercy, too.
Yes.
So presumably you have to be good at building with Lego. That's the main skill set. When did you figure out you were better at this than everybody else?
Well, it's not so much, I think there's better Lego builders than I, but what I'm able to do is, you know, visualise concepts and, you know, take them to the nth degree.
Wow, you just managed to make Lego sound bureaucratic for a moment there. That's quite a skill, Ryan.
My apologies, and I apologise profusely because it's not like that at all. I push the boundaries of it. I really do. And that's in things like in sheer size and scale and shapes we create and features that we do with Lego bricks, we really do push it.
So when you say you push the boundaries, like, how do you recognise the boundary, and then what makes you conceive of something that might actually be possible?
Well, a good example is, I mean, you think of a Lego brick and it's square and rectangular, right? And it's very 90-degree in angles and stuff. You know, we've done things recently where we had to make some skyscrapers from around the world. And some of these crazy Asian buildings are round, and there's even a building in Shanghai that's shaped like a guitar pick, right? So we're able to make those sorts of shapes out of plain old square rectangular Lego bricks. So, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Is it really as simple as you can just dream of whatever you want and you can make it happen if you think it through?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I must admit, one of the good things nowadays with the internet is, you know, kids can post their creations and things like that, and I'm just blown away all the time. I'm very fortunate enough in that I get all the fan mail at Lego. I'm like the Dorothy of Lego. So we get a big sack of mail comes in every so often, and kids just send in amazing stuff. It's pretty inspirational, to be honest.
You're kind of the minister for good news there.
I'll take up with it on my business card, if you don't mind.
Although I don't know if your business card can be better than Lego Certified Professional, frankly. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, it has got me in trouble, actually. You know when you travel overseas and you have to put your job on your customs declaration form?
Yes. Oh, no, they think you're joking.
Correct, of course. New Zealand doesn't believe me of all places, so I've been asked to go to the back room in New Zealand and prove my identity, which is quite humorous.
So what do you do?
I open my suitcase, usually it's full of Lego bricks.
Yeah, so, but they might just think that you're some guy with all sorts of delusions. Yeah, you put this down on the form and you carry Lego bricks, and in your mind, that's what you are.
Yeah, well, luckily they can just Google, so things come up okay after that.
Do you ever have to get the boss on the phone?
I haven't yet, but no, I might have to sometime.
That will be an amazing phone call. Could you record that? I'd love to hear how that goes. What do your kids think, by the way?
It's funny, we've got twins, two boys, and one absolutely loves it and thinks, because it's what dad does, right?
Right.
So he gladly trots it out at school. My dad does this.
Oh, you know? Coolest kid. Yeah. The coolest dad in the whole school, no doubt.
I have been dragged to show and tell quite a few times, I'll be
sure
honest.
Yeah.
But the other one's a bit of a singing, dancing boy, so Lego bricks aren't cool. So we don't really force it upon him, to be honest.
Not into construction.
No, yep. He's a dancer.
Now, you've got your first ever solo exhibition of Lego works. I love that I can say that sentence. And it's on currently at the Museum of Sydney. But you had a team build the models with you. Now, isn't that cheating?
Absolutely not. But one of the things with Lego bricks is just like any sort of artist skill, I mean, we're good at some things and not so good at others. So I have a few guys and girls that work with me, and some of those have amazing certain skills that I don't have. So we basically divvy it out, and we come up with a solution for things.
But that's not fair. Picasso can't just hand over the canvas halfway through to someone else and say, can you just knock that off for me?
Maybe you should have.
Oh. You think, like, team art is actually the way of the future?
If you think of a cartoonist, they do the grey work, if you like, the outline, and then they get people to fill in and do the colour. Yeah.
Now you're talking. I hadn't thought about it that way. You really are. Just testing all the boundaries, Ryan. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for talking to us. Can you just send me a photo of your business card?
Love to.
Great. We might even put it on the Facebook page if Ryan lets us. Ryan McNaught, who's a Lego certified professional. I'm still not entirely sure it's real, but apparently it is. Maybe I'm on the side of New Zealand customs. 17 minutes to 7. We'll leave Ali with you for driving through till 8 o'clock.